We continue our learning. We are in Yevamos Perek Dal and Mishnah Hey. Mitzvah v'agadol liyabeim. The mitzvah, the commandment of Yibum, is for the oldest brother to perform the Yibum. So if you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and Reuven passes away, the mitzvah is for the eldest surviving brother, that is for Shimon, assuming it's in that order, to do the mitzvah of Yibum. That's based on the pasuk of Hayah HaBechor Asher Teled. I think we mentioned this in the past, by Tanura says, K'di Alfinim Mei V'Hayah HaBechor. Now, the simple reading of the pasuk is that the Bechor, the child that's born from the new union, from the Shimon marrying Leah, is Asher Teled, will Yakum Al Shem Achiv, Hameis, will now would be in the place of substitute of the his fatherhood passed away. But Chazal darshan from that word, Vayah Bechor, no, that Bechor there is there to teach you that it's the oldest of the remaining brothers that have the mitzvah to perform the Yibum. Lo ratzah, but if the, let's say the oldest brother that's living is not willing to perform the mitzvah of Yibum, even if he's willing to do chalitza, we'd prefer Yibum, and Mishnah says, mahalchin al kol ha'achin. So then we go and approach all the other brothers, and that, what we do, whether that's also in descending order is machal, because we've shown them. Some say, we go to the next one, the second eldest, and then if that person says that they don't want to do Yibum, we try the third eldest, and other Rishonim say, nay, once the oldest brother refuses, so then it doesn't matter which brother performs the mitzvah of Yibam. But either way, you see from the Mishnah that we prefer Yibam over Chalitza. We'd rather have a younger brother perform the mitzvah of Yibam rather than an older brother perform the mitzvah of Chalitza. Lo Ratzu, let's say they're also unwilling, so they don't want to Yibam at all. Chozrin Eitzel Gadol. So then the Beis Din goes back to the oldest brother to perform Chalitza. Just like the responsibility of Yibum is on the oldest of the children, of the sons, of the remaining brothers, so too, the mitzvah chalitza is primarily on them as well. Now, if all of the brothers refuse Yibum and chalitza, so then the Beis Din has to then be kofed, that has to coerce the oldest brother to perform chalitza. But if the oldest brother refuses Yibum chalitza and a younger brother will be willing to do chalitza, so we don't force the older brother, we allow the younger brother to perform chalitza. Now, the fact that the Mishnah is shows us that he is teaching us that Yibum is preferable to Chalitza. So this seems to follow the opinion of the Chachamim against the opinion of Abba Shol. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Tesamid Beis explains that Abba Shol is of the opinion that, and we'll learn this a little bit later, that and based also Mishnah to the first paragraph of Bechoros, that according to the Chachamim, the mitzvah of Yibum is preferable to Chalitza, and that's always, even if the brother doesn't have the proper kavanah, the proper intent, he's thinking about his own benefit, his own pleasure from this sister-in-law he's going to marry, and it's not done with the proper kavanah. That's the Chachamim's opinion. But Abba Shol says the Yibum is only preferable to Chalitza when it's performed with the pure intent of performing the mitzvah. But if it's done for personal hana, so then no. So the Gemara therefore says that if that's true, as Abba Shol's opinion, how would we understand our Mishnah? Now, obviously, the Abba Shol's opinion is based on the fact that a person's the sister-in-law is an erev, ma'eshes ach is an erev. It's only because we relax that prohibition because of the mitzvah of Yibum. If it's not being done for the purposes of Yibum, so then perhaps this is close to being an erev, and therefore a child from that union, close to being a mamzer. So therefore, how do we understand our Mishnah? So the simple reading of the Mishnah, that Yibum is always preferable to Chalitza, sounds like it's following the opinion of the Chachamim. However, Tosfos is of the opinion it's not true. Our Mishnah could be understood that, very simply, the mitzvah of Yibum is preferable, even according to Abba Shol. Our Mishnah holds that way, and what has to be built into the understanding of the Mishnah is that the brother is having the proper kavanah, and that's the only time Yibum is preferable over the chalitza. And the assumption here is that the brother who's going to marry is going to have the proper kavanah. There is some discussion also, the Rishonim, about how old the children, the brothers, can be for the mitzvah of Yibum to apply to them. When we say the older brother doesn't want to do Yibum, okay, we go to a younger brother. What if the younger brother is under bar mitzvah? So many Rishonim say under bar mitzvah, they're not included. You don't give them an option of Yibum or Chalitza. They're not even in the parsha. And some Rishonim say no. It's even the Yibum of a katan is preferable to the chalitza of a gadol, to the chalitza of a gadol. So let's say the brother who's 20, Shimon, doesn't want to do chalitza, and you have a brother who doesn't want to do yibum. So now we have the only other brother is a 10-year-old. So 10-year-old is under bar mitzvah. You're going to tell me that the yibum of a 10-year-old is better than the chalitza of the 20-year-old? So according to Meir, the answer is yes. Why? Because a child, once a boy reaches the age of 9, we assume that they're royal labia. And even though they're not chayiv in mitzvahs, nonetheless, since the yibum would be considered a bia, so therefore that would be even preferable. And others disagree. If you're not bar mitzvah, so there's no mitzvah upon you, we'd rather obviously have an older brother do chalitza than a brother under bar mitzvah do the mitzvah of yibum. So as we said in the end of the Mishnah had said, if we mahalchin al kol achin, lo ratzu chozuneta gadol, and if they don't want, we go back to the older brother, v'omilom, we say to him like this, if none of the brothers want to do yibum, we say to him, alecha mitzvah, o chalotz, o yabem. If the mitzvah is upon you, and we coerce the older brother to perform either yibum or chalitza, now that line itself is somewhat difficult. Rashi assumes on Daf Lamed Testament Beis that even according to Dabar Shol, who only allows yibum if the kavanos are pure kavanos, as we explain, the Beis Din will not coerce the yavam to perform chalitza, but will allow him to decide whether his kavanos are proper or not, and that's when the Mishnah means when it says, think about it. The older brother said, no, he doesn't want to do yibum. They go to the other brothers. They also don't want yibum. We come back to the older brother and say, listen, the mitzvah's upon you. Alecha, right? Oh, chalot zayabim. Hold on. If he didn't want to do yibum, why are you offering him yibum? According to Abba Shol, obviously he's not having the proper kavana. The answer is, no, we assume that he will have the proper kavana, and that's why we give him that option. Tosis, and therefore Abba Shol, could also be the author of this mission. And Tosis disagree and say, no, according to Abba Shol, the Yavam, in this case, had to perform chalitza unless the court knows for sure that it's not done for personal benefit, for personal pleasure. It sounds like the simple reading of the Mishnah, the fact that he's not willing to do the Yibum, and then he'll decide it, then, okay, fine, I'll do it. Is he really dealing with the proper kavan? If we have evidence that that's true, that would be okay. But if not, we would not allow it. The way Tosas understand the Mishnah. Perek Dalin, Mishnah Vav. Tolav HaKatan Ad SheYagdil. Let's say you have a case where you have an adult Yavam, and he says, listen, I'm not going to perform Yibum or Chalitza at all. You know what we're going to do? I have a younger brother. He's still a Katan. And let's wait. Let's assume he's very young, so let's not deal with a nine-year-old, let's say. But I want to wait till he becomes Bar Mitzvah and give him the option to do Yibum or Chalitza. And he says, listen, if he doesn't do so then I'll perform the Yibum of the chalitza. So Talav HaKatan, he deferred it to the Katan Ad SheYagdil until that child reaches the age of 13. Maybe according to some, we would say, we could talk about if he reaches the age of 9, as we said, depending on how we learned the previous Mishnah, or the oldest of the brothers says, listen, I want to wait. The older brother is out of town. So, ova gadol ad sheyavo mimidinasayim, meaning that we came to one of the younger brothers saying, listen, we need you to perform yibum. So he says, no, but the older brother who the mitzvah is upon is out of town, who's mimidinasayim, is overseas. Let's wait till he comes back. And then if he does not, after he comes back, he doesn't want to perform yibum or chalitza, so then I'll take care of it. Ovacheresh, ovashote. Let's say you have a deaf mute or someone who's deranged. The oldest brother has become a deaf mute or a shote. So the other brother says, listen, I'm not going to perform yibum. Maybe he'll recover. This is just temporary. And wait till he recovers and he'll perform the mitzvah. And he'll perform the mitzvah then. Others say, no, what we're really asking is that he say, no, he's a shote now. Let him perform the mitzvah as a shote. Let him perform the mitzvah as a cheresh. So in all of these cases, ein shomen lo, we don't listen to the brother who is here, who is around, who is of normal faculties, whatever it may be, we don't listen to him. Ela omrim lo, rather we say, alecha mitzvah. The mitzvah is upon you. What does it mean the mitzvah is upon you? The mitzvah is incumbent upon the oldest brother who's available right now. We're not supposed to delay the mitzvah. And therefore we tell him, Ela omrim lo, alecha mitzvah o chalotz ayabim. O yabim, either you do chalitza or you perform yibum.